It wasn't working before. I guess after Gemara, we are starting from Reb Zvin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top. Nuntai Samad Bey, 59B, 9th line from the top. Reb Zvin Masni Losh Maitaha. He learned the Machlokes of Shlokesh and Reb Yechanan on the following case. Not on the case in the Mishnah when she was Makabal Kedushin, but in a different case. V'cheni Shinasna B'shus L'shlucha L'kacha. She gave permission for a Shliach to be Makadashar. V'holchi V'kitcha Satsma, she went with Mekadosh herself. So the halacha is, it depends who was first. Im shalach kadmu kedusha or kedushin. If she was first, then her kedushin is a kedushin, because she did an act, she was married herself off before the shliach could marry her off. Im shalshlucha kadmu ain't kedusha or kedushin, because she's already married. She can't be mekabel kedushin once the shliach already did it. Now, that's the Mishnah. And on that, there was a shaila as follows. Like kitchas atzma b'chazraba. She appointed a shliach to do kedushin. She did not accept kedushin herself, but she changed her mind. She wanted to void the shlichus. Rabbi Yechanan mechazeres, Rishlokos shemayin mechazeres. Rabbi Yechanan says she can change her mind, Rishlokos says you can. Rabbi Yechanan mechazeres also dibur mevatol dibur. A word can be mevatol a word. Rishlokos shemayin mechazeres lo yasa dibur mevatol dibur. This is a straight dibur and dibur. There's no action at all that took place. Esrei Rishlokos. Bittul, if he was mevatel the shlichus to take truma. If he did it before the guy took truma, and trumas the truma that the shlich does is not valid. It's a bittul. How can he be mevatel the shlichus going to the shlokish? So he said, dibur mevatel dibur. He didn't void the shlichus by saying he's no longer my shlich. He went ahead and took his own truma. The havelei maisa and a maisa can be mevatel a dibur. All kelim can be made into kelim by thinking it's finished. But you can't change your mind. You got to do an action. An action can void a previous action or a previous decision. But just changing your mind, what you're going to make it for, will not take it away from the susceptibility of tumah. So Mishlam miad ma'isa le'mav kos lo dibos ma'at ma'isa. I can understand when you finish the keli with a ma'isa, you can't change your mind because a ma'isa is stronger. El miad machshava miad tapik. What made it into a tapik? If what made it into a keli was the fact that you decided it was finished, so why can't you decide that it's not finished, right? Because the decision that it is a keli, the Torah gave it the strength of an action. How do I know that? To the Rabbah. Susceptibility to tumah is unique. Rabbah Rami, spelt, you put the water on the item, on the fruit, on the produce. It's susceptible to kabbal tumah, but we read it, water was put. So why did the Torah spell it differently than it's read? Okay, they're saying you don't have to put the water, but there has to be a similarity. You have to be happy it was there. So what is happiness? The machshava. There it is. Machshava makes a ma'aser. Guy sent to get his wife, and he found the shliach. He sent the second shliach. Here is a dibur and a dibur. Chufta the reshlakish. Chufta it slugs up this rashan and reshlakish. The Hilchos HaKoelet, Rabbi Yechanan, for a little bit, we pass the Rabbi Yechanan. Even in last week, the week before his case, is when she accepted a Kedushin and that, for to be Chal after 30 days, and now she wants to back out. Even though Rish Lakish claimed that that's an action, still, it's not an action, she was passive. We don't view that as an action, and therefore, Rabbi Yechanan Paskin Dibur can be Mevatel Dibur, and that's how we Paskin. Dr. Gemara Kashi Hilchos HaHilchos. We have a contradiction in Halacha. I'm Bet Hilchos Rabbi Yechanan, that a woman can change her mind on accepting, even though she accepted the Kedushin. The Kaimel and Hilchos Rabbi Nachman, that says you cannot be Mevatel a get. You cannot take back a get, even though that was an action. The boilu maish, not a complete action, but a sum of an action. The boilu maish, you have to be encouraged by it. Guy avoided the, he sent the shliach with a get, and then he changed his mind. Can he use the get? Rav Nachman, I'm a chayzer megarish by. Sheshes, I'm a chayzer megarish by. And the way we understand Rav Nachman now is because once you made it into a get, you can't change your mind, because it was a little bit of an action, which is the same as the case of Kedushin. the Kaim Lord Hilchos Sukkos is Rabbi Nachman. And for the Gemara, he's the Batlam Yitayah Shlil, Mekayah Gatlay Batlay. It's not that you can't be Mabal to the gut. You could, because it's not a complete action. But you weren't doing that there. All you did is you don't want the Shlil to give the get. But the get should remain a get. Therefore, you can reuse it. You can still use it, not reuse it. You can still use it. Whereas, in the case of Rabbi Yechanan, she's backing out of the Kedushin. And that she can do. This is a case when the first case in the Mishnah, he said the Kedushin should be after 30 days, and then somebody came and married her during the 30 days. The Mishnah says she's married to the second one. Now, at this point, we think that there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in that case. But it won't make any sense, but that's how the Gemara originally thought. I'm a Rav, because that's just L'sheni Li'aylam. She's married to the... I'm sorry?
What does it mean she's backing out of Kedushin?
She changed her mind. It's not chal till 30 days, so she's... Why can't she back out? I mean, you could or couldn't, but she's not married yet. Somebody else can marry her. The Mishnah says she can be Mekabel Kedushin with somebody else. I'm a Rav, Mekadesh is L'sheni Li'aylam. Rav says she's married to the second one forever. Again, we think now what's going in the case that the first one said the Kedushin should be chal after 30 days. And the second one came and married her now. Zok to Rav, she's married to the second one permanently. Shmuel, I remember, because that's just L'sheni L'achal Yamajay. She's only married to the second one up to 30 days. L'achal Yamajay, Paki Kedushin, Sheni, Vigam, Kedushin, Rishon. Which, at this point, makes no sense. Because, why should the second ones go off? It's like the Gemara Masr, Esther, and Chizduk, and Kashamay. Kedushin, Sheni, Vigam, Paki. Why? The first one did nothing. He wanted to do it after 30 days. By the time 30 days came around, she's no longer available. So, Dr. Gemara, you're right. I'm a Lord of Yosef, Mara Resha Masnila. You learned the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the Resha, the Kashle, you had a question. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Sefer Masnila. He quoted this Machlokes on the Sefer of the Mishnah. Therefore, Veloy Kashle, and he had no Kashle. What's the Sefer of the Mishnah? Me'achshav Elachar Shloshim Yom. He wanted it to be well, we don't know what he meant. He said, from now till after 30 days. What does those words mean? Amar Rav, Bukadeshes Reinim, Bukadeshes Li'aylam. We'll never know. Because we don't know whether those words mean condition and retroactive, or it means I change my mind and it means after 30 days. If he changed his mind, she's married to the second one. If it's retroactive, she's married to the first one. And we will never figure out what those words mean, because the guy means to use it the way Chazal interpret it, and they don't know.
How do you fit Rav into the words now that she's married to the second man?
You're not. We change Rav's words. If you would have a different version of Rav. We're not. No, we're not. We can't use the words of Rav Mekudesh to say it. It's not true. It's not what he said. That we change Rav's words. Shmuel Amar Mekudesh is right and Mekudesh is Tavam Majay. Till 30 days, it's a suffix. Because he might die, he might change his mind, but as soon as 30 days reach, it's retroactive. And the Gemara explains, the Rav Masab Kalei Tino Havi Chazar Rahava. Rav is Masupik, whether it's a condition or a change of mind. Shmuel says for sure it's retroactive. And this is the Machloikas Tanoim, the Tanya. A guy gave a woman a get, Mayayim Elachamisa. So the Tanakhama says, get ready again. We don't know. Did he mean retroactive? Did he mean to change his mind? And if he means to change his mind, you can't give a get, Achamisa. So Rabbi Yoimer gives a get, because he definitely means condition, and it's retroactive. Dr. Gemara, so the name of Rav Halachic Rabbanu, the name of Shmuel Halachic Rebbe. So why make it sound like it's their own argument? It's not. It's Rabbi and Rabbanu's argument. So the Gemara Tzricha, they had to expand it. They had to tell me Kedushin. Maybe by get, we're not sure what he means, because people like to delay get. Here he's coming to make her close. Maybe by Kedushin he would agree. That's because to say he changed his mind is to say it's nothing. But he might mean Kedushin after 30 days. That's why they had to expand the Machlokes. I'm Rabbi. So Rabbi now explains it's not shot that some people mean one thing and some people mean the other. They all mean what Chazal says the word means, and we don't know. Therefore, the second one said after 20 days. And the truth is, the third one could have said, you make a just right now. Maybe should have made and Shricha get. She doesn't need a get from Mr. Two. Why? If Chazal would interpret this to mean retroactive, she's married to the first one. If they all changed their mind, the Basra Kedushin is Anaklav Kedushi. It's subjective. Some people mean one way, some people mean the other way. And therefore, if the first one meant Chazara and the second one meant Tanai, she would be married to the second one. Kamashmalabai is teaching me, Chazal didn't know the interpretation, and anybody that uses those words is leaving it up to Chazal's interpretation. And therefore, since Chazal didn't know, everybody means the same thing. Ulu Amar Rabbi Yechon Nafila Meir type symbol.
Does that make difference with Rav and Shmuel, how they defined it?
Yeah, because Rav didn't define it. He said, Chazal don't know. And Shmuel says, everybody knows it means condition. And she's married to the first one. Ulu Amar Rabbi Yechon Nafila Meir type symbol. He says a woman could be married to 100 men. Chaynam Rabbi Yechon Nafila Meir type symbol. It's a process. Kedushin starts now and finishes after 30. She's partially an Aish HaSish. And somebody can still marry her while she's only partial. I will explain to you the reason, Rabbi Yechonin. It's like a pile of bricks that you put, that each brick leaves room for the other brick to share the same foundation. So this is clear that we don't know whether this is a good get or not. This is Rav. So Mishnah the Rav Mesayle. This is exactly what Rav said. We don't know. The Shmuel Nami Amani Rabbanani. Shmuel agreed. It's Machlokes Tanoim. So that's the other Tana.
But now, what does that mean?
We had a Machlokes Tanoim. Whether Mayayim Lachem is a suffix or it means Tanai. So Shmuel says this Brisa, this Mishnah, is like Rabbanan. It's not like me. I don't have to hold like this Mishnah. I hold like Rabbi. By Nostam Rabbi. El Rabbi Yechonin, that Mishura Hava. Quint Rabbi Yechonin, that says it's a process. There are no partial getting. Koget to the Mishayba Loi Klumu. There's no such thing as a partial get. And therefore, to non get, if it's a process. Yibum Minam Mibayam. So she's completely married to the first husband. So why in the world is there no Yibum? Amarava, get Lahaitzi Mitzu Lahaitzi, Mashishar get Gamrasa Misa. Rava says the reason a get is not a get if it's not complete is because she's still bound to her husband. But here he died. So the death finished off the process of the increases. And therefore, there's no yibum. Amale Abaya, midami. You can't combine the get and the misa. Get matia mishus yabum. Get is a total severance of the husband. Misa machnesis mishus yabum. Misa means he's not severed. He still has a zika. There's still a bond. So you can't say she's completely severed from the husband because of the mitzah. It's not true. She's still bound to his brother. Elam Abaya, you're right. It's really not a get. And she's totally not divorced. And really, she should need Yibum. Hasam Tai Mamai, Gzerim Mishamayim Immesi. Because it's a very similar case to when a person says, Mayim Immesi. And that is condition for sure. And in that case, when he dies, she can't have Yibum. If we allow Yibum by Mayayim Elach HaMisa, people will confuse it with Mayayim HaMesi, and that will be an Isser Chorus. How does that get? And therefore they said, no Yibum. Frank the Gemara Benix Mayayim HaMesi, the Tachlis us to Mayayim Elach HaMisa. So by Mayayim HaMesi, we say she doesn't need Chalitza. Why don't you say in Gzera that by Mayayim HaMesi, they don't do Chalitza, they won't do Chalitza by Mayayim Elach HaMisa, and she needed it. Because there's another risk. If by Yom Emesi say Chalitza, some people might do Yibum, and that's Krisis. So by Yom Emachemisi, it might do Yibum. So the Gemara says, Yom Emachemisi, there wouldn't be a problem if they did Yibum, because biblically she needs Yibum. So she's Rabbananu. Rabbananu were afraid that if you do it by Yom Emachemisi, you might do it by Yom Emesi. And if you do it by Yom Emachemisi, there's no Avera. So therefore, there's nothing to worry about. Yes, Doctor.
The only problem is, this is not the first time we have encountered the idea that a woman is mandatorily to do chalitza and is not allowed Yibum, and we have not had this concerns elsewhere.
Again, you asked me this question during the week. Somebody asked it during the week. I'm sorry, I apologize. And I pointed out that every case that we don't allow Yibum and we have Chalitza, except for one, it's all rabbinic. Never did the Torah say, and therefore it means if you do Yibum, you'd only be violating Drabanan, you would not be violating the Raisa. Whenever there's no Yibum with the Raisa, there's no Chalitza with the Raisa, end of story. Except one exception, I'm on
the
look like that.
The only person has the obligation to apologize to me because I should have been listening.
Somebody, I went through this with somebody. It was you? Baruch Mai Chazer
was him.
Zag the Mishnah. Ha'imer le'isha'at m'kadeshus li'am an'ashat l'achma tzayim zuz. Person says to a woman, you're m'kadeshus to me on the condition you, I will give you 200 zuz, I'm m'kadeshus or who ye take. To be a machloikus, what that means. I'm an ashat look me come at Lama Joim, not small Harris and Mukadeshus, not small Batashlash and Mukadeshus, from Labain and Mukadeshus. She has to give between 30. I'm an ashat Yashli Messiah Zeus, Harris and Mukadeshus, the Yashlo, if he has it. I'm an ashat Erech Messiah Zeus. Harris and Mukadeshus, viewer, he has to show her his own two Zeus, to other Zeus, and viewer, Al-Shulchan, if he shows it as a bank, or as a money changer, here is 200 Zeus, and the Mukadeshus. If my Rahunam of Uyitain, when he gives it, it's retroactive. If you don't look to Yitain, when he gives it, the Kedushin kicks in then. Who don't remember Yitain to know have him, and Kaim to know also, keeps the tonight. If you don't look to Yitain, the Chiyov have a Kedushin, ask me a live Kedushin. My Benayu, it could Benayu, she pushed the Yod of a Kibla Kedushin Miachar. She accepts the Kedushin from somebody else. The Rav Huna will have a Kedushin because it's retroactive. The Rav Huna will have a Kedushin because it's not retroactive. Tanami got a Gittin Kai Gavna. Why am I Lisha, I get to come and ask you to leave me Sam Zuz. Hi, to Megareshus, Vihititain. She's Megareshus, and she has to give it. Meaning it's retroactive. It's retroactive. If you don't look at Titain, when she gives it, she is divorced. Till then, she's not divorced. She keeps the time, moves on. If you don't look at Titain, the Chiv is allowed to have a get. When she gives it, it's a get. Has to be allowed to have a get. Now it's not a get. My Benayu, Ikibenayu, she's the Skyra Geta Shavan. The get got ripped or lost. It's not around that when she gives the money, the Rav Huna have a get because it's retroactive. The Rav Huna will have a get. Utsvichon, I need the machloikas both by kedushin and by gerushin. The Ashmin, the guy by kedushin, I would say, but how come Rav Huna mishmul kruva akasi? People like to marry right away, so we say it's retroactive. I have a gerushin, the rach akasi. He's distant. People don't like to divorce so fast. And by the little Rav Huna, he means when you give it. Because he's not embarrassed to ask for the money, so he means retroactive. She might be embarrassed to ask for the money. She's not agreeing to the kedushin based on the fact that he will give it later retroactive. That's why they had to argue in both cases. Says the fairish and the bride, even though the gets ripped or lost, she can't marry anybody else until she gives it. That's because we're afraid she might not end up giving it. We don't like women to get married till they keep the condition. That's one price. He died. Nasav, she had given it to him before. Ain't skukali abim. Like nasav, skukali abim. She can give it to a relative. Lachem and not crave. Question is what he meant. Has to be a condition, because if not, how could it work? It's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. That's Rabbi. Rabbi's of the opinion. You're saying I'm a nas. That's retroactive. Please, Rabbanon, but Rabbanon argue. Another Amik Rabbanon. And I hold, like Drabanon, so it's a machlekes tanoim. And we pick sides in the machlekes tanoim. Gufa, I'm Rav Huna, I'm a rabbi, I'm a manaske, I'm a machshu dami. I'm Rav Zerik, I've been in Babel when I was in Babel. Have I mean, and I thought, I'm Rav Huna, I'm a rabbi, I'm a manaske, I'm a machshu dami. Please, Rabbanon, I thought it was a machlekes tanoim. Kisauki, lohasim, when I got there, it's a show. Ashtichel, Ravasi, the Yosef, Kamala, Mishmed, Rav Yechanan. I found Ravasi quoting it in the name of Rav Yechanan, that I call Maitan by my manaske, I'm a machshu dami. Everybody agrees that it's retroactive. The nechlechu mayay melachamisa. The machlekes is only not by amanas, but mayay melachamisa is he changing his mind. Latanya mitakev learned to brisa that way. Mayay melachamisa get rain get divrei chachamim. Chachamim said we don't know like Rav. Rabbi Yemek said get like Shmuel that it's retroactive. fact, the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, Zemer, Bamanas, Nami, Pligi. According to Rav Yehuda, there's two machlokes. At the Miflugi, Bamayam, Lachemis, and Miflugi, Bamanas. Why don't we teach, have the argument about Manas, that Rabbana say, even Amanas doesn't mean retroactive. So, the Gemara, the Achach, the Rebbe, Mayam, Lachemis, and Nami, Aris again. The Tana picked my Yemelachemisa to teach me the Rebbe holds even there it is retroactive. But if the Gubamanasa that even there it's not retroactive, if it's a bigger power to show us, the Rebbe is willing to count it as 100% get. In Bubble they said it was a Machlokes, and in Eretz Yisrael they said it wasn't a Machlokes. What really happened? I don't know. Of course he has to give it in 30 days. What's the Kiddush? Maybe he's just saying it to make her to make him act faster. That we don't say that. Maybe he does have. How do we know he doesn't have money? You're right. It's not for sure not a Kiddushin. It's Kiddushin Suffolk. She meant his money. Even though he has money that he can get, not his money, but he's making profit of the money, still not his money, even though he's making profit off of it, and it's not a good kedushin. On the condition that I have a base core, if you have Mekdeshes, Yeshlev, Yeshes, Mekdeshes. Amenash Yeshlev, Bemokim Ploinim, Yeshlev, Bemokim Mekdeshes, Bemokim Ainim Mekdeshes. Amenash Erech Beis Karo, for I'll show to you, Hashem Mekdeshes, Yerianu, he has to show her his. Bemherim Bebikki, he shows her a valley, Ainim Mekdeshes. Frank the Gemara, Benegh, Hashem, Yeshlev, same question. How do I know he doesn't own land? Like Tanya Hashem, Hashem, Yeshlev. And true, it's like Mekdusha Vada, Mekdusha Suffolk. You're right, it's a Suffolk. Lomili, the Mystic Abbey Arab, Lomili, the Mystic Abbey Zuzi. Why do we have the case repeated? From land to money. That's when people were worried that maybe he has money hidden away under his mattress. We would have a havamina that land everybody would know about. Kamash Malon, that even by land we're not sure. What do you care where it is? I know Tarachna Masina. I'm going to be the one schlepping it, so what do you care? I have it. Kamash Malon, that he said it in the condition, he has to keep the condition. Menash Erech Beis Korofer. Tano Le Nischav Nezum. And the Liris Mishaloi. She wants him to have the Beis Kor. Mehar Bebikein Mekadesh Shvita. The Gemara Le Nagar Lezicha Le Nagar B'Distura. He was a sharecropper. So he did have some kind of Shaisim to the land, but it's not his land. Gabi Hegdish Nan. Hamagdish Sada B'Shas HaYoyvum. For 49 years, he's redeeming it 49 years before Yovel. He pays for a base core, which is a 273 by 273 and a fraction square foot amos. He pays 50 shekel kesef. How in the masar toachim? They're cleft 10 toachim deep or rocks 10 toachim high. Einim dadim ima. When you measure it, they're not included. It's less than that. Now we think at this point that the cleft is plantable. So the question is, true, we don't count the incline, but we should count the bottom, because anyway you pay the same rate. Look, if you're going to tell me that if it's not a base score, we don't use this formula, it's not true. So the matamid leimer, only if it's that size. Minayin the rabbis less a half a core. Chatzi less a quarter of a core. Saw a 30th of a core. Tark of a 60th of a core. Chatzi tark of a 120th of a core. A villa raiva, even a quarter of a tark of, which is 240th of a core. Minayin, how do I know you use the same formula? Tamalemma stay, mikol mokum. So you count anyway. So why do we have to say you don't count it? Granted, you don't count the incline, but count the bottom. They are not plantable. It's like rocks, not plantable. Therefore, there you pay their subjective value. They don't go with the formula. Who cares if it's 10 talking deeper now? So the Gemara, how did Nagdi the Arab Mikri Shadu the Arab Mikri? They are called basins of the land and the spine of the land. They're bottled to the land because they're not 10 tefachim deep or 10 tefachim high. That's by Hekdesh. Gabi Mecher, Tanan, when you sell land, it says, Remel Chaveroi. Base core of any Mechaloch. I'm selling you a base core of land. Vahisham Nekoyim Amukim Asar Tefachim, Vahisham Nekoyim Asar Tefachim. Halach is, Ein Nimdad Demima. They're not measured. Pachas Mikan, Nimdad Demima. Even if it's not full, meaning even if it's plantable, why? I'm going to publish it in my time. I'm going to publish it on the right. He wants a flat piece of land. That's included automatically in a sale, in his condition. And therefore, it's not sold. So how about Kedushin? He promised our base core of offer.
Is it different by
a
Mecher?
Yeah, because by Hegdish, if it's plantable, we use the same formula. And by
they're not included by Hekdesh.
If it's plantable, it is included. We had to answer that it wasn't plantable. Yeah, but now we're saying by Mecher, even if the cleft is plantable, it's not included because he told them base core means a flat piece of land, not that I have to go downhill to go plow it.
The spine
is not included. We're not talking about spine there. Well, it does say, even Slum Guayas are in Tvachim, but he's talking about when he says plantable, even plant, he means a cleft, even plantable. So, how come I have it by Kedushin? He said I'm an Ashiashli Basic Ruffer. He does, but some of it is in a cleft, a plantable cleft. Do you fall his condition or not? So, the Gemara, Mistabra. Hegdish medamin Allah, the mecha medamin Allah. Mistabra la hegdish medamin Allah. Amrullah, ano tzarechna vazarana mesayna. Because Lamaisa, he's bringing her, he has a base core. Yes, he'll have to work harder, but that's not included in the condition, and every proposal is conditioned. I mentioned tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.